We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padres Social Hour.
All right, welcome back to Padres Social Hour, last show of the year, and certainly a lot to talk about. Padres General Manager A.J. Preller announced last night Pat Murphy would not be retained as manager of the big league club. And so this morning with A.J., a press conference where all the questions were asked, all the questions were answered, and now we're going to do it all over, you and I. You said there's no timetable, so I think that's a question that's on, you know, the front of a lot of fans' minds. Okay, when is this hire going to happen? When is the Padres manager going to be named? So we'll wait and see. No timetable. But from a job description standpoint, what kind of manager are you looking for the Padres moving forward?
Yeah, I think, we're looking for somebody, obviously, that's going to bring some energy, somebody that's going to have a presence, somebody the players are going to respect and want to play for. Somebody that fits in with the organization culture, and somebody that really wants to establish a way of winning, and somebody that's open to ideas, and they really, whether it's a partnership, somebody that you can, from a baseball front office, and my standpoint, somebody I feel like every day have a really good working relationship with and is open to listening and talking about how we're going to get this team better here in the next few years.
Obviously, a managerial opening for a major league club is not the same as a normal job that, you know, somebody like me might apply for or somebody like Seth might apply for. But when you see those job descriptions, there are prerequisites. There are things they want, they're looking for, you know, whether it's X numbers of years of experience or a certain educational level. Do you go into this process kind of like that? Like, hey, we want someone who's done it at the major league level, or we are open to someone who hasn't, you know, all those kinds of things?
Yeah, no, I think it's really more like on the individual. You know, I think what we're looking for, we're not, you know, gonna pigeonhole and say, hey, it has to be somebody that, you know, managed before in the big leagues, or somebody that has, you know, X years of experience, or, you know, I think for the most part, we're gonna try to get a wide range of candidates with different experience levels that bring different backgrounds into the interview process, and, you know, really looking forward to getting around some of the best and the brightest, and some guys that have good ideas, and ultimately picking the guy that we feel like is the best, for the Padres going forward, and, you know, not necessarily has to have a certain characteristic to be our guy.
You said something about the interview process in your press conference this morning that I thought was really interesting, which is that there's value in the interview process. Just hearing from different guys, there are things you can take away from that. Maybe explain a little bit more what you meant.
Yeah, I think anytime you're talking about baseball, you're going to talk about guys that have obviously been successful in their own field, and that's why we're bringing them in. I think to hear a little bit about, you know, their takes, their thoughts from outside, you know, an outside view on our organization and our big league club, their thoughts on leadership and, you know, managing ball games. I think that's always a very healthy process, and I think it's going to, you know, help our baseball group get stronger.
Talking to A.J. Preller about the impending Padre managerial hire, no timetable, as you said. Obviously, this isn't the only thing you've got going on in this offseason. You got to put together a big league club. You got to, you know, do the farms, everything, you know, that goes on here. How much of the direction that you guys decide to take this offseason will that kind of play into the managerial hire? So, you know, if there are big changes at the major league level, or if it's going to be more of a stay the course kind of thing, would making one decision or the other impact the kind of manager that gets brought in?
Yeah, I think for the most part, no. I think, you know, we're really looking for somebody that we can grow with long term, somebody that's going to be here for a while, and we feel like is a championship level manager. I think in the back of your mind a little bit, you're always thinking about your current club or how your club's going to look in the next couple of years, and trying to find somebody that's a good fit for that, you know, for that group. But really, like at the end of the day, we're looking for somebody that can establish something here, somebody that's going to be here for a long time, and somebody that's going to start to establish a culture of winning in our organization.
As we talk about a culture, when I say the word chemistry about a baseball team, what does that mean to you, or not mean to you, maybe?
Yeah, I think it's a huge part. You know, I think it's always going to be the debate as far as, you know, does winning lead to the chemistry? Does chemistry lead to the winning? But when you look at successful teams and franchises, they have a winning dynamic, and they have a winning chemistry amongst players, coaches, you know, front office, et cetera. And it's usually, you know, kind of like-mindedness in terms of what allows you to compete and what allows you to win. Guys that believe in each other. I think it's really important. I think it's something that we're going to look at, you know, really, really trying to hit on here on this managing hire, and, you know, that obviously is going to be a key to our success here in the next few years.
I thought Corey Brock asked you a really interesting question in the press conference. You know, are you talking about a manager of people more than you are a manager of a game, and sort of, you know, that approach? But I imagine it has to be, you know, kind of a marriage of the two. You need somebody who can both manage a game and also manage a clubhouse.
Yeah, I think both factors are important. You know, I think, you know, I think being able to have, you know, obviously over the course of 162 games, you know, there's individual decisions each night that help you win a ball club, you know, when, you know, help you win a ball game, as far as, you know, managing the bullpen, you know, when you bring in a righty, when you bring in a lefty, do you hit and run? Do you, I mean, all the things that, you know, as fans, you know, that always, you know, lead to the debates post game. I think that's important, and having a guy that has that feel. And then over the course of a season, it's really important to get somebody in the clubhouse that is, you know, it's a leader that guys want to play for, and, you know, a guy that's a good communicator and is open and honest with players and gets them to play better.
Coaching staff moving forward, you indicated earlier this morning that, you know, that'll be in a great amount of it, at least, will be decided by the new manager. So sort of a holding pattern type situation?
Yeah. I mean, I had a chance to talk to pretty much everybody on the staff. And, you know, I think, you know, the message for the most part was, you know, I think we're going to hire a manager, and, you know, the manager, I think we have some quality coaches that are here. But obviously you're going to sit down with your manager at the time you make that decision, and you're going to go through staff, and, you know, I would expect him to be open to, you know, to some of the guys here, 'cause they're quality guys. But ultimately, obviously, it's going to be a decision between myself and the new manager as far as, you know, who's on the staff.
All right, there you go. General Manager AJ Preller, a busy couple months coming, certainly, I would imagine. Thanks for taking a few minutes for us. Appreciate it, and good luck with the process.
All right, Jesse, appreciate it.
Thank you. That's AJ Preller. As your hometown pet retailer, Petco is proud to partner with the Padres and Petco Park. Thank you, San Diego, for sharing in our passion for pets and baseball. Petco, the power of together. Final social hour, the 2015 season, continues right after this.